There we go. Let's bring Tom in the conversation. Like Matthew, like all our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Do you want to tell people where you are right now? And we are not kidding.
I am in St. Louis Park in the parking lot of an imaging center where I'm going to get a CT scan and have a much long overdue examination of my head.
Yeah.
My wife has been clamoring for this for years, and now I'm finally going to go have it done.
So have I been, and someone has known you for about 30 years, the viewers. Yeah. It's about time. No, I was working, so I didn't have a chance to listen to you, but I looked at the text line, and you had a fall today. You had a serious fall. Tell people what happened. And then you came in and did the show. And now you're on with me again. I mean, your commitment to this station is unrivaled by anyone. Tell people what happened.
Well, you're not the first one who says I should be committed.
But yeah.
You're just the latest one.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. I have spent 25 years putting ice rinks in my backyard.
Yeah.
And have never had a fall like I did today in my driveway, going out to see if the newspaper was out there at about 5:25 this morning. I took a couple of steps and black ice on my asphalt driveway. And before you know, I was on my asphalt. I don't even know what happened. It just was that quick. And so I've already been to one urgent care where it turns out I have one broken bone in my little finger on my right hand. And then they did x-rays of my ribs, and I have severe contusion, but nothing broken, although they sure feel like they're broken. And I passed all the concussion protocols, but because of the fall, they want me to get a CT scan to make sure there's no bleeding on the brain or anything. But I think I'll be fine, but better to be safe than sorry, as the tried and true saying goes.
How do you feel right now?
You know, other than when I breathe, my ribs are a little sore.
Yeah.
And my daughter kind enough to drive me
very
here
nice
today while my wife is at work.
Yeah.
And it's sore, and it's weird. You know, I've never broken a bone until today. I've never had a stitch, never spent a night in a hospital. I mean, I just, you know, other than when my kids were born. And so this is all kind of new to me. And but I did feel a little lightheaded in the doctor's office. And so they gave me some juice and graham crackers. And, of course, the graham crackers go down the wrong pipe. And so I had to cough. And then my ribs hurt even more. So it's
going to
be a fun couple of days. I can already tell. Luckily, the weather's been so warm.
Yeah.
My ice rink is a pool.
Yeah.
My driveway is an ice rink.
Yeah.
So
can I tell you something?
Only in Minnesota.
I probably shouldn't tell you this, but about 10 years ago, I set up a camera outside your house just to monitor things. And I did see your wife out there with the garden hose at about 4:30 this morning on your driveway.
I wondered where she had gone.
Yeah,
I assumed she was down making me coffee for my morning radio shift.
Yes.
I thought she was icing the driveway.
Yeah, this also might be the lesson. There's this new thing called the internet. Get rid of the home delivered paper. I did.
Yeah.
I did this year. No offense, Star Tribune. I'm still paying for the internet. You know, the e-version. Get rid of it, Tom. Cut the cord.
I'm just so old school. I love sitting in front of the TV, reading the paper. I used to read your dad's column. It used to be one of the first things I'd read from the time I was a kid until, you know, your dad stopped writing. And, you know, so it's just a habit, but this may break me of that habit. I will still subscribe, still pay my fee. But, maybe it's time to quit venturing down to the end of the driveway on icy mornings.
Yeah.
To any of the listeners out there, especially in the West Metro, it was way foggier and more damp there than it was in downtown. Downtown, the sidewalks were dry.
Yep.
In the West Metro, slick as could be. Side streets, sidewalks, everything. So be careful.
I heard that from multiple friends this morning who are communicating with me about how difficult the roads were out west. Let's get to other health matters. And you know I wish you only the best, and I will only kid you because I care for you so much. But let's start local, and then let's get to former President Jimmy Carter, but let's talk with Carrie Dietzick. This hits home with your family. I know it does. Carrie Dietzick, just a few years ago, is the Senate Majority Leader, part of the trifecta, bills passing, Democrat, well-liked by both sides, philosophically people disagreeing with her, and she ends up succumbing to cancer. It was ovarian cancer, and the news broke this weekend. It's just a very sad story and a reminder of how cancer, when you think you can be having some success with it, how it just doesn't leave you in circumstances, and you always have to be wary. It's a story that too many people have lived, and 62 is just way too young for Carrie Dietzick to pass away.
Yeah, and, you know, I had talked to her about this not long after her diagnosis because, as you know, my sister passed away of the same thing. My sister Maggie was able to battle it for almost 6 years. Carrie Dietzick, I believe, was less than two.
Yes,
hers
correct.
Was much faster. She was only a couple years older than my sister. But it's such a difficult disease because there are no good early detection tests for it. Sometimes you'll find it randomly when they're looking for something else. When my sister was diagnosed, she was in for what she thought was just an ovarian cyst that would be benign.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out it was ovarian cancer. And so the researchers are working on a way to try to come up with an early test, you know, like they're trying with a lot of these pancreatic and other cancers. And so this morning on the show, I one of the reasons I really wanted to come in was we were going to talk about her with a representative from the Minnesota Ovarian Cancer Alliance. And I'm emceeing their gala, their fundraising gala in May. And so I really wanted to get in and talk about Senator Dietzick and my sister and ovarian cancer and what's being done in terms of research and for patient care and the care of the families of ovarian cancer patients.
When you think of Carrie Dietzick, and I've interviewed Carrie off and on for decades, to be honest, when you think of her as the person, you know, and you're interviewing her as a reporter, but then when it's this ovarian connection, then it's just two individuals who are sharing this, her and her own battle, and you and your sister and Maggie's passing. What stood out to you in that area? Not just the politics, but just Carrie Dietzick, the human.
You know, she rose to be the Senate Majority Leader, and she didn't do it through divisive, biting politics. She was, you know, in her temperament was very moderate, and that's kind of the way she was on issues. Now, did she lean left? Absolutely, but mm-hmm. It was not a strident left.
Nope.
She would listen to the other side, and she was always so level-headed. And I always enjoyed working with her because she was not what I refer to as a flamethrower that you get on both the left and the right. She was somebody who worked hard to try to bring people together on issues. And I'm so glad one of the pieces of legislation she helped pass, and she authored it in the Senate, was to get health insurance to pay for wigs for
yes.
cancer patients.
Right.
And not just women, but men and women,
mm-hmm.
Primarily women, when they lose their hair through radiation or chemo. And now that has to be covered. And I think that's very important because it has so much to do with your quality of life. And it was that type of legislation that means a lot to just the average person that she cared about the most.
Last thing, news breaks yesterday afternoon that the 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, has passed away at the age of 100. When Tom Hauser thinks of Jimmy Carter, I'm sure plenty comes to mind. Give me the first two or three things you think of with Jimmy Carter.
Just a great human being, compassionate, cared more about others than he did for himself. When he left office, many former presidents serve on boards and they write books, and he did write many books, but not most of them as money-making ventures. He was just a simple man from Plains, Georgia. That's how he served for one term in office. I think historians will rate him and have rated him not as a great president, but maybe the greatest former president in terms of what he did after he left office, in terms of building homes for Habitat for Humanity, still trying to work on world peace like he did when he, you know, brokered Middle East peace, such as it was back in the late 70s. And I think that's what people are going to remember. Not a great president, but maybe the greatest former president.
Tom, send me a text later and let me know how you're doing. You know what I think of you, and a lot of us have faced this with the ice and the fall. So I really appreciate you coming on, but that pales in comparison to just getting the follow-up, making sure you're okay. And I'll look forward to that. And Happy New Year, my friend.
And I'm so glad we got to talk about Terry Dedzic and ovarian cancer, because it's so important. Big gala coming up May 9th. You can go to the Minnesota Ovarian Cancer Alliance website and find out more about it.
We'll talk about that multiple times leading up to it, because that definitely resonates with a lot of people, obviously with Maggie and people I know too. All right, man. Be well.
Okay. Happy New Year, Chad.
Tom Hauser. Speaking of the former president, Jimmy Carter. Many people believe the definitive book on Jimmy Carter is this, his very best, Jimmy Carter, A Life. The man who wrote that book, Jonathan Alter, is going to join us at 2:05. So great work by Dave Harrigan getting Jonathan Alter on the day after the former president passes away. Overrated, early next hour. How about Robert Smith? It's been a while since we talked to Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a pretty good day when the ball club's 14-2.
Yeah.
And staring at maybe the number one seed. But let's do this. I know some people are working. Some people are not. We're here. We'll be here tomorrow. We will not be here Wednesday. But then back Thursday, Friday. Lisa, are you with me this
week?
Yes, I am. Okay. When you think of Jimmy Carter, tell me what first comes to mind. 39th former president, 100 years of age. Maybe it's selecting Fritz Mondale. Maybe he's selecting another potential, in this case, vice president of the United States from Minnesota. When you think of Jimmy Carter, and by the way, if you think of a presidency that you didn't agree with, that's allowed also. When you think of James Earl Carter from Plains, Georgia, what comes to mind? 651-461-9226.